Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now. I am Brother Grant, and I am your co-host for today's program. You are listening to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. Today's teaching is, What Manner of Spirit is Hindering You? And this evening, we have a great teaching in store for you. We are going to learn how to overcome our personal hindrances. And according to the King James Bible Dictionary, to hinder means a position contrary to that of the head or forepart, designating the part which follows, as the hinder part of a wagon, the hinder part of a ship, or the stern. Hindrance is the act of impeding or restraining motion, which stops progression or advance. In other words, to obstruct. Hindred is stopped, impeded, obstructed, retarded. Hinderer is the one who does the stopping or retards, that which hinders. And lastly, hindering means stopping, impeding, obstructing, and retarding. So today we're going to define our hindering spirits and get set free from their obstructions to our lives. Now, amen. So before we begin our teaching today, I'd like to remind you of the following. We broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And this year we're going to be on a path to know God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who He is and the role He wants to play in our lives today. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead, which is, there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. Now, did you know God sent His Spirit to carry on the work of Jesus Christ, and that Spirit is in me and you? So, yes, He did. Jesus sent us the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, so that we would not be orphans. This is all a setup, really, because right now you and I have everything we need to be saved and live in victory. Here at the Church Lady Ministries, our goal is to provide Bible training that will help you live your life in victory and no more hindering spirits. So you won't have any, that is. Now, our radio ministry is one that's been going on and airing on blogtalkradio.com since 2013. And currently we have 106 Spirit-filled published episodes and teachings available for your listening and learning 24 hours a day. That means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are available to you and your friends. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. All the donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. So to support this ministry, please send your financial contribution to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington. And we're going to have more to this story a little bit later about giving. Our ministry story is that we really are not a Church Ladies only ministry. Artist Oliver, the Church Lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless populations in Tacoma and Seattle for many years, as well as an international evangelist in Russia, Africa, and Korea. The name Church Lady was given to Minister Artist by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They could not remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady, and thus we have Church Lady Ministries. We do two things at Church Lady Ministries. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters. And children in third world countries we also help. Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. And that's Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. Church Lady is the Northwest leading anointed practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a great desire to help people to have their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit for themselves. She loves God and loves to see people have their lives changed by being touched by the Holy Spirit. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself by teaching the Word and how to apply His Word to your daily and day-to-day living, which will result in your transformation. In addition to this Blog Talk radio program, she uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively illustrated messages, Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Now, our mission is to teach the Bible to all people and to serve the less fortunate. And the ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission. And as I stated, that is, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us because He has anointed us to preach the gospel, to heal, to proclaim liberty to captives and set those in prison free, with a focus on teaching which results in spiritual growth and emotional healing. Minister Artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And in addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, on your computer screen, if you're using a computer to hear us today, you'll see scrolling on your computer screen inspirational clip art, as well as our ministry contact information. Now, our ministry is good soil for you to sow your financial seeds, and we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner. Now, this holiday season of giving is upon us, and this year we're focusing on children in third world countries, and we're asking all of our ministry friends and partners to make a holiday donation in the amount of $20 by November 21st, 2016, and this will 100% of the donation will go to help fund 100 shoeboxes for Samaritan's Purse. Now, a shoebox will include WOW gifts: paper, pencils, colored pencils, toothpaste, toothbrushes, hair combs, and other personal hygiene essentials for young people and teenagers. And as you want to know, we are a 501c3 fully tax-exempt organization, so you can partner with us and help us teach the gospel to serve the less fortunate, and it's all tax-free. So to make a donation, you can make out a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, area code 98409. Or you may call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate under the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching to all and serving the less fortunate. So please consider partnering with us to help us teach the gospel as well as to serve those in need. And now let's get ready for our teaching, which is titled, What Manner of Spirit is Hindering You? Or, just in short, Hindering Spirits. So, now we welcome the Church Lady with Good Evening, Church Lady.
Hey, Brother Grant, how are you doing today?
Wonderful.
Thank you for that awesome introduction. I must say, you are getting better and better every week. You're just knocking it out of the park, so thank you very much.
Well, we're ready for our teaching today.
Well, good afternoon, listeners. How are you guys doing? Brother Grant and I are here today at my home, broadcasting live from my den. this is something new for us, and so please bear with us if we have some technical difficulties. Today, we're going to talk about hindering spirits. Yeah, we're going to go deep today. We're going to talk about that stuff that gets in our way. Because we are supposed to be victorious people. And there's just stuff that gets in our way that keeps us from winning, that keeps us from the success that God wants each of us to have. Our foundation scripture for today is found in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 7, which reads, "You were running a good race. Who cut in front of you to keep you from obeying the truth?" You were running a good race. You were doing well, but somebody cut in front of you, but something cut in front of you to keep you from obeying the truth, to keep you from winning your race. Well, today we're going to learn the following. We're going to learn what is hindering us, and we're going to look at how we hinder others. Hindrance goes two ways. From us to others, and from others to us. To hinder means to push back or to get us off track by putting an obstacle in the way. The Christian life is very much like a runner's race. We each have our own lane and our own pace. However, if we're running a race and someone elbows us or comes into our lane, we can be hindered. We can be cut off and not finish the race. Is there anybody out there today who feels like they've been cut off? Who feels like there's an obstruction in the way? I got some good news for you. I've got some good news for you. There is a way to deal with hindrances and the hinderer. We're going to talk about that today. Now, you know, in life, you and I sometimes can be a hindrance to others. We can be a hindrance by providing incorrect teaching, preventing others from being obedient, by being a bad influence. The Apostle Paul describes the false teachers in Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. This false teaching, he says, is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. Now, yeast is a living organism which converts sugar or starch into alcohol or carbon dioxide. Yeast changes what it attaches to. Very important. Yeast changes what it attaches to. In the same way that false teaching changes the gospel, false teaching waters down the gospel. False teaching takes away the power of the gospel. You see, a false teaching can cause a runner or cause a Christian to have a false start, or to lean into somebody else's lane and become disqualified. Now, Jesus had something to say about those who hinder. In Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 2, Jesus said to his disciples, that is, people like you and I, Jesus says, "It is impossible that no offense should come." He said they're going to come. "But woe to him through whom they come." But woe to me if I allow myself to be used as a hindrance toward another. Jesus goes on to say that it would be better for me if a millstone were hung around my neck and if I were thrown into the sea than if I had been a hindrance to someone else. That's pretty deep. A simple definition of offense is that something that causes a person to be hurt, angry, or upset. Something that is wrong or improper, a criminal act. So someone who hinders can also offend. And in this case, the offense causes something wrong to happen. Now, you know, we do not have to be a hindrance to others. We don't have to be. But it's very important that we understand that we do impact others. People look at whether or not we go to church. They look at whether or not we're walking in love. If we're studying the Word, proclaiming the Word, and if we apply the Word of God to our day-to-day living. You know, at any given time, there are three spirits in the room, according to Evan Roberts. They are God's spirit, man's spirit, and the evil spirit. Today, we want to recognize some of the spirits that hinder us, some of the spirits that obstruct us, some of the spirits that get in the way. There's a spirit of doubt. The spirit of doubt met Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he asked her what God had said. Now, this spirit, this evil spirit in the Garden of Eden, he knew what God had said. But what he wanted to do is he wanted to place doubt in Eve's mind. And she did doubt. And she was obstructed. She was hindered. So in Eve's case, there was the hindrance of doubt. Now, there's some other biblical hindrances that I just want to mention to you today. There's the spirit of Cain, the spirit of murder. Genesis 4. Remember, Cain killed his brother? There's the spirit of Korah, spirit of rebellion. Number 6, Korah had disregard for the authority that God had put in place. Korah was rebellious. Then there's the spirit of Balaam, spirit of error and greed. Number 16, the Jezebel spirit, that spirit that manipulates and controls and intimidates. 1 Kings 16. There's the spirit of the Pharisees, spirit of legalism and judgment, Matthew 22. So we know that there are hindering spirits out there. We know that there are hindering spirits that are around us. So how do we overcome hindrances? Now, you know, in order to overcome a hindrance, we've got to know what the war zone is. We've got to know what the lay of the land is. This is key. The battlefield for all hindrances is in the mind. Now, the Bible tells us to cast down arguments and every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So that means that if I'm thinking something that doesn't line up with the Word of God that I know, I need to get rid of that. How do I get rid of that? I make a decision. I don't want to think that. It's just kind of like in the morning, I make a decision what I'm going to put on. I can make a decision what I'm going to think. You say, oh, no, you can't. I say, oh, yes, you can. We can make a decision in regard to what we're going to think. We can check our thoughts. When we think something that does not line up with the Word of God that we know,
We can make a decision that we're not going to receive that. And then we can call on the word that we know. The word of God says in Isaiah 54:14, I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me. So if there's anybody out there who's dealing with fear, you can repeat this word to yourself. This word is a living word. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 says, I am a partaker of his divine nature. I am a partaker of his divine nature. Revelation 12:11 says, I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Did you hear that? The blood and the word. The word of my testimony. When in a war, we must know who the enemy is. In the book of Ephesians, he is defined. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. We're talking about that there's a battle, and that it's in our minds, and that we're influenced by stuff. We're influenced by hindrances. But the word of God says, be confident that our enemy is defeated. Our enemy has been defeated. But we are allowing hindrances to keep us from running our race. You see, our confidence is in Christ Jesus, who disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, and he triumphed over them. So, you and I must learn to think from a place of victory, not from a place of victimhood. Did you hear that? We've got to start thinking, I am more than enough in Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. We're talking about victorious thinking. We're talking about dealing with hindrances and obstacles that get in the way. The truth be told, the first hindrance that we all deal with is pleasing people. When we get saved, salvation is the beginning of our spiritual journey. Unfortunately, there are things that will hinder our spiritual journey. There are habits and choices that draw us away from the path of God, away from the path that God has for us. Pleasing people has a tendency to put us in a position where we're more concerned about pleasing people and being accepted by them than our own spiritual growth. Now, if you and I focus on pleasing people and not on our relationship with God, we end up with an insecurity problem. We're talking about hindrances now. Here's another one. Insecurity is a hindrance. Because remember, I've already told you that the Bible says that I am more than enough in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, if I'm feeding on the word of God, my spirit man is getting built up and there's no room for insecurity. This is the key. We must learn to apply the word of God to our lives. You see, I told you what the problem was, and then I told you what the solution is. That's application. This is the problem. This is the solution. The word of God is our solution. And what we've got to learn to do is we've got to learn to apply the word of God to our lives. We've got to learn to make the word of God personal. Why? Because when we do not apply the word of God to our lives, we create an open door for all sorts of hindrances, manipulation, insecurity, people pleasing. But when we read the Word of God, by God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Word starts to take on shape in our lives. Now, one way to apply the Word to our lives is to read the Scripture and ponder ways to apply what we have learned to our lives. This process will transform our thinking, and our behavior will then line up with the Word of God. See, we're changing our inner man. And when my inner man is secure in God, insecurity can no longer be a hindrance. Now, we all know that we become like the people we hang out with. The people we hang out with will either support and encourage our spiritual growth, or the people we hang out with will take us in the opposite direction. Who we spend our time with affects our spiritual lifestyle and our quality of life. By spending time with like-minded people, we are strengthened. In addition, like-minded people provide accountability. Like-minded people are a reminder of who we are in Christ. The relationship that we have with God is the relationship that we want. Did you hear that? The relationship that you have with God is the relationship that you want. The relationship that I have with God is the relationship that I want. We are all as close to God as we choose to be. Like any relationship, we must commit to spending time with the person for the relationship to thrive. When we are not spending time with God, we open the door. Check this out now. When we're not spending time with God, we open the door for the hindrances to come in, for insecurity to come in, for people-pleasing to come in, for manipulation and lying and undermining to come in. We open the door when we are not spending time with God. Making a commitment to having an ongoing prayer life, to having ongoing Bible study time, to having ongoing quiet time with God is key. Prayer is simply talking to God. And in prayer, we can ask God to lead us and to guide us on this journey. We can ask Him to lead us and guide us to success, biblical life success. In prayer is where we obtain victory over all hindrances. No prayer, no spiritual growth. No Bible reading, no spiritual growth. No time with God, no spiritual growth. Then there is a I don't need anybody mindset. You know, the self-sufficient one. I happen to know a lot about this because I used to be very, very self-sufficient. And you know what that mindset does is it leaves God out. Self-sufficiency says, I do not trust God. I trust self. Beloved, spiritual growth requires that we trust God. Depending on God means that we do the best that we can do and that we trust the rest to Him. That whatever happens is okay. Because I know that all things will work together for my good. Because I know that God loves me. Because I know that God will never leave me nor forsake me. Spiritual growth requires that you and I trust God. And depending on God is that we make a decision that we're going to do our best, we're going to get in that lane, and we're going to run our race. And if something comes up, we're going to do the best that we can to keep going. And when we recognize that there's a problem, we're going to call on the name of the Lord. Spiritual discipline is paramount. People who are good at their vocations practice. Now, we need to view our spiritual discipline in the same way. We need to practice. We need to practice studying the Bible. We need to practice prayer. We need to practice worship and praise. Beloved, in summary today, our foundation scripture for this teaching is found in Galatians chapter 7, which reads, "You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth?" Today we learn the purpose of hindrances is to throw us off track, to keep us from finishing the race, to discourage us. We've learned that there are hindrances that hinder our spiritual growth. And the first one is people-pleasing. Because when we focus on pleasing people, we're not focusing on our relationship with God, and then we end up with this whole insecurity thing. I'm not good enough. Not applying the Word of God to our lives creates an open door for all sorts of hindrances. Hindrances occur when we're hanging out with the wrong people. It's important who we associate with. You and I get to choose how close we're going to be to God. You and I get to choose if we're going to be God's favorite. We get to choose spend time with God. We get to choose spiritual growth. Now, in concluding, you and I can either hinder others or we can help others to run this race. We can be a source of encouragement. We can help others to remove their hindrances by speaking biblical truth into their lives. And the best defense for any hindrance is the Word of God. Studying the Word and applying the Word to our lives along with prayer and praise. We don't want to leave you without an application. That is a how-to. How do I get rid of these hindrances? Today we're saying one way to get rid of hindrances is by spending time with God through studying the Word. And there are lots of ways to study the Word of God. Today we're going to introduce you to a book called My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. This book was used by President Bush Jr. And I have this book. And I've used this book as my daily devotion journal in the past. And this tool gives you daily a scripture, a modern explanation, and an opportunity to journal your thoughts. That is, write down your thoughts about this scripture says this, this is how it applies to today's life, and this is how it applies to me. This book that has a journal built into it helps us to think about what we've learned and how we're going to apply it to our life. Beloved, application is the key. We need to know the Word and we need to apply the Word. In closing, there is a mindset that says, I don't need anybody. I can do this by myself. We all need somebody. And that independent mindset leaves God out. When we're self-sufficient, we're saying, God, I don't trust you. In order for you and I to grow, we've got to learn to trust God. And we've got to get to know God. It's impossible to trust somebody that you don't know. But when you know God, you know that all things will work together for your good. When you know God, you don't get chained by things being your way. You don't get stuck in the outcome being the type of outcome that you want it to be. When you know God, no matter what happens, there's a comfort in knowing that God is in control. And finally, today, We choose not to be hindered. We choose to run the race no matter what happens. We will run and finish our race. We will not settle or give up. We bind you, hindrance, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we lose greater faith to move beyond the obstacles of life. And lastly, Lord, we choose to let go of any and all behavior that may hinder others. In Jesus' name we pray. Hindrance, be gone. And now let's go back to Brother Grant.
So before we say goodbye, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So you think a great deal now about who's in your lane, what's in your lane, and how you get God in your lane. Because this year we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This was our 35th teaching in the series of teaching titled Come Holy Spirit. And so, and I made a slight error, it's really our 36th teaching, but it's still Come Holy Spirit. So remember, we've entered the season of giving. And this is good soil to sow your financial seed. We invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner for just $9.99 a month or support our season of giving to children who live in poverty throughout the world. The holiday season of giving is upon us. This year we are focusing on children in third world countries, and we are asking all of our ministry friends and partners to make a holiday donation to the Church Lady Ministry Fund of $20 by November 21st, which will allow us to participate and prepare 100 shoeboxes for Samaritan's Purse. The shoeboxes include WOW gifts, paper, pencils, toothpaste, toothbrushes, and other personal hygiene items. And as you know, we're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, so you can partner with us and their tax-free donations. You can make a donation, and please send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And you may call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can also follow us on social media. We have social media sites of Facebook at Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. You can inbook us. You can like and follow us. You can contact us at blogtalkradio.com. And then you can also follow us. You go into blogtalkradio.com, go to search, put in Church Lady Now. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, we want to thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. And you please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, because we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And we want others to stay out of your lane. So we invite you to join us next Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, for Church Lady Now. Again, thank you. And this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day. Happy day.